Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. During our time together this Advent, hope that you can stop, reflect, and think on the goodness of God on our journey to Bethlehem as we anticipate the coming King, Jesus Christ. Today is Tuesday, December 20th, and the 24th day of Advent. Let Joy Resound, an Advent poem by Al Gillespie. Emmanuel has come, rejoice without a hint of doubt. Let joy resound and praises ring. Hallelujah! Christ is here, and in the fullness of the age, returns to reign as promised King. What news would make you literally leap for joy? What would it take for you to jump up and down and throw your hat in the air? It's what the people did at the end of World War II and at the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's what you might do if you won the lottery or found out that you are cancer-free. When war ends and tyranny topples, when prosperity comes and sickness goes, it's the kind of good news that elicits exuberant celebration. The good news that Mary and Elizabeth celebrate together is the good news that the kingdom of God is at last breaking into a world dominated by proud and brutal tyrants. Elizabeth has endured long and heartbreaking years of infertility, a sorrow made worse by the undeserved stigma associated with barrenness in ancient societies. Elizabeth describes her experience of childlessness as a disgrace I have endured among my people. But now, she is 6 months pregnant with a child who will be known to history as John the Baptist. Mary is a much younger relative of Elizabeth and is carrying in her womb the Son of God conceived by the Holy Spirit. We can assume that the only other person aware of Mary's miraculous pregnancy is her fiancé Joseph, and an angel had to explain the nature of her pregnancy to him. We can only imagine that Mary longed for a trusted friend in whom she could confide, and that is why she made the long journey into the hill country of Judea to be with her older relative Elizabeth. As it turns out, both these women have quite the story to tell. Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." Both Mary and Elizabeth had just had their lives turned on its head, and they needed someone they knew and trusted to celebrate and process what was happening in their newfound and unexpected pregnancies. When Mary arrives at the home of Zechariah and greets her relative with a customary shalom, Elizabeth responds with an astounding prophetic utterance. "Blessed are you, woman, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should come to visit me?" And at that moment, John the Baptist, in the womb of his mother, began to leap for joy. What a beautiful picture of irrepressible joy. The anticipation of the coming of the kingdom of God is marked by unbridled elation. Truly, the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. The two worlds that we now know as the Old Testament and New Testament are now at long last colliding in the form of two baby boys and these two most unexpected mothers. John, theologically known as the second coming of Elijah, has come to close out the Old Testament and usher in the new kingdom brought by this baby being carried by Mary. The old leaps for joy as the new kingdom is ushered in. What we traditionally anticipate at Christmas is hope, joy, peace, and love. But what can happen is the reality of this world can become too much to bear. What we anticipate at Christmas can at times be a distant dream as opposed to the intended reality that Jesus came to bring. The limitations of this world are clear. When we trust in the seen over the unseen, our joy will turn to sorrow, our love into hatred, our peace into turmoil, and hope into despair. But as Elizabeth and Mary both put their trust in God, the old turmoil, despair, hatred, and sorrow are replaced by a new peace, hope, love, and joy by the power of the Holy Spirit. As we take a moment to listen to this passage again, place yourself in the room, off to the side, watching Mary and Elizabeth reunited and bursting with good news. Try and grasp the anticipation that Mary has as she walks up the steps to see Elizabeth. Look at their faces as they both are excited to share their good news. Try and sense the spirit in the room, so palpable that even baby John, still unborn, leaps for joy. Hear the words of Elizabeth and imagine the relief that must come over Mary as she finally has someone to share this good news with. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." If you are coming into this Christmas with the pain and hurt of life wearing you down, take the next few moments to ask God to fill those voids that are left by the pain of this world with the hope, joy, peace, and love of His new kingdom. if you find yourself at a place this Christmas filled with hope and peace and love and joy, then take a moment to thank God for this place that you find yourself this Christmas. And then take a few moments to pray for those that you know that they will be filled with the joy and love and peace and hope of the new kingdom of God. O God, we thank you that in Christ all things are made new, and that in this newness we find the joy of heaven arriving on earth. Help us today to enter into that joy. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and evermore. Amen.